A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen, and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried, and from the netherworld where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames.' Abraham replied, 'My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you, a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours or from your side to ours.' He said, 'Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment.' But Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.' He said, 'Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.' Then Abraham said, 'If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead.'" The Gospel of the Lord. The story we just heard reminds me of an experience I had as a teenager. Our family lived about a mile from the county home, a home for the elderly who had nowhere else to go. My father, who was not a religious man, learned that a friend of his was living at the county home, and my father invited him to join us for Sunday dinner. We had no car, so my father's friend had to walk to our home, and it was not an easy task for him. Although my own religious values told me this was a good thing, a charitable thing, I dreaded the times when I knew my father's friend was coming for dinner. I think it was too painful for me to see his need, his poverty, and I preferred to be unaware, to be ignorant or forgetful of his circumstances in life. I wished him well, and I felt sorry for him, but I did not want to be mindful of his apparently lonely and sad life. I was even resentful in that his presence caused me to be uncomfortable and feel sad, and I did not want to feel sad. I preferred to remain oblivious to him and the sadness which I felt when in his presence. I did not want to be made aware of his need. I was polite to the gentleman and set a place at the table for him as I set the table for the family, helped to serve and then clean up after dinner while my father and he visited in the living room. But my attitude was such that I couldn't wait for him to leave. My attitude was anything but religious. My attitude had an element of pity, but not the kind that is accepting and eager to help as much as a tolerance for the pain of another, which reminded me of the brokenness of our own human nature. I suppose I would have rather lived in denial and gone my merry way. I did not see that, although I could not change this man's condition and could not take away his poverty and need, there was something that would give him pleasure, some comfort, knowing that another person was aware of his existence and cared about him as a person. And my father did that. I was the one in a Catholic high school. I was the one who went to church every Sunday. I had an attraction and a desire for religious life at that age. And yet, if I had my choice, I would not have invited that man to dinner. I would have spared myself the discomfort of sharing his need. In the story Jesus told about the rich man and Lazarus, even though Lazarus sat at the rich man's gate, the rich man did not seem to be aware of him. Perhaps the dogs that licked Lazarus' sores were the very dogs that ate the scraps from the rich man's table. Yet, the rich man was not aware or chose to be unaware of Lazarus' pain and torment. It was years later that I realized how very self-centered and protective I was of my own vulnerability. I had so much to learn about the importance of allowing the suffering, which is so much part of the human condition, to enter my heart. Life offers many opportunities to grow more and more into this realization. I thank God that my father, who was not a religious man, was inspired to invite his friend to our home. I am grateful to my father for showing me that one does not shield oneself from suffering by looking the other way, but looks at another who may be less fortunate as a friend. And I am grateful that he invited his friend to share food at our table. Dear loving Mother and Father God, grant me the grace to allow the pain of others to touch my life. Give me the mind of Jesus so that I may not only allow the pain of others to touch my life, but help me to offer a welcome to those who suffer and to realize that they are my brothers and my sisters. Amen.